the inside of us. I thank you, Father God, everything our hands touch turns to gold. Father God, I thank you everything we touch prospers. I thank you, Father God, for God ideas. I thank you for insight, concepts, and what's the other one, Chelsea? It's ICC. Anybody else remember? It was from Oral Roberts. ICC. I forgot. I'll get back to y'all. But we thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody agreed, said amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right. Hallelujah. Yeah, Oral Roberts has insight. That's good. We're going to have to figure that out now. Hallelujah. We have one of my grandma's Bibles, and on the back of it, it had insights, concepts, and that last word, which we're going to remember in a second. So, but it's neat to see that going through, back through the Bibles and seeing what they wrote in there and what God was speaking to them in those times. So, hallelujah. Amen. God is good. It's been a good service already. Hallelujah. God is good. All right, we're going to pray in a second, but I just wanted to tell you this story here. Has anybody else been thinking they're like shrinking the cups to different, you know, kind of minimizing the sizes? Because I went to Starbucks the other day and I got a medium size, whichever that is, because I don't ever remember if it's a venti or a grande or whatever they call it. I just say medium, but it was like this big, like literally. I'm like, oh wow, okay. So I remember the days when we had supersize it. I remember when McDonald's supersized it, and there was a Sonic size, and there was the Wendy's jumbo size or whatever they called it, all those different ones. They've kind of cranked it back down to nice healthy, or kind of healthy if it's still soda. We don't want to be drinking soda. But, you know, all of those kind of things, right? But anyways, there is this point that we're going to talk about tonight. Jesus was in the upper room with his disciples. He offered to supersize the disciples' experience with him, and we're going to talk about that. So we're going to pray. What was it? Ideas, concepts. Is it ICI? Might be. Okay. Ideas, concepts, and what was it? Insights? Ideas, concepts, insights? Okay. ICI. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for that. All right. We're going to pray. We're going to get into the word tonight. Hallelujah. Father God, thank you, Lord. We do welcome you here tonight, Holy Spirit, to help us. You are in this place when two or more gather together. You are here in the midst of us. And yes, Lord, we do welcome your insights, your concepts, and your ideas. Hallelujah, as we get into your word tonight. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We receive it by faith right now. That it's not me speaking, but Lord, it is from your throne room, glory to God, coming to us, this congregation, and everybody that is hearing my voice right now. We receive it by faith in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I kind of started off with the supersize idea. Jesus talked to the disciples, if we turn to John 15, about supersizing. Hope we know that we don't have to be satisfied with the regular size. Amen. Glory to God. That offering message right then and there. Hallelujah. Woo. If we could we just need to meditate on that. Write that one down. We just need to meditate on that. Hallelujah. Become more alive. John 15. And I'm going to be in the new King James Version, please. Hallelujah. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, if we could underline, does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. He's supersizing the fruit. Amen?
Amen.
Verse 3, you are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, unless it abides in the vine. Abiding in Jesus. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much, much fruit. If we can underline that one, much, much fruit. There's the supersized fruit. There's the promised land sized fruit right there. Much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. All right, let's break this down a little bit. I am the true vine. Guess what? Jesus is the real deal. Jesus is the way. Amen. Verse 2, it says, bearing no fruit, or does not bear fruit in this translation. A little later on in verse 2, it says, some fruit, or it bears fruit. It bears some fruit, if we can say that. A little more in verse 2, bearing more fruit. Verse 5, bears much fruit. He's talking about having a productive Christian walk, a productive Christian life, living life as a productive Christian. That's what he's talking about with all this vine and fruit and what's happening and much fruit and no fruit and all this and abiding. And he's talking about having a productive Christian life. He's talking about being productive, bringing glory to God, amen, bringing glory to God and loving other people, bringing them to the knowledge of Jesus Christ and to know the other promises that Jesus died on the cross for, hallelujah, and has given us. That is what we are talking about. You know that you are bearing fruit when people want to take a bite out of you, if I can say it like that. All of a sudden, you have these crazy people around you, and you do not know what's going on, and they have chaos in their life, and maybe they see a little bit of peace on your branches. Maybe you're the tree of peace that's in their life right then and there. Because what they're going to be attracted to is what they're needing. If you were hungry for an apple, where, you know, and we don't have apple trees, but if you go to the tree that bears apples, that's what you're going to get. Amen? So if there's a lot of people around you that maybe, let's say, maybe seem depressed, maybe need a little bit of that joy, and you're wondering, Lord, why are all these people just pulling at me or draining me? And there's some people that are a little draining, but we are the ones called to stay filled up. Amen? It's not on them. If we're feeling drained, we need to do something about it. And we need to fill ourselves up. But maybe they're needing some joy. Obviously, they need a little bit of joy in their life because they're coming to you for some reason. They're seeing the fruit that's on your branches. Amen? So if we don't look like Jesus, if no one sees Jesus in you, if no one wants to be like you because of Jesus, then there's something wrong. All right? That means you are rotten fruit. Okay, if I can say it like that. If no one wants to be around you, if they don't want Jesus, if you have Jesus and they don't want Jesus, they should be wanting Jesus on you because he's in you. So if you are having this fruit on you, they want to be having a part of it. They might not know what it is yet. I really like that person. They might not know what it is yet, but we know what it is. It's the light that's on the inside of us. Glory to God. All right, I do want to read these fruit facts. Did you know not all oranges are orange? Interesting, I did not know that. I thought that was like a lime. I thought that's what we called that. Okay, the most... the most expensive fruit sold at auction. $23,000, $23,500. A fruit that was sold at auction. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's going to expand you right there. Amen. If we're having trouble reading some of those scriptures, look at some of this stuff in the auction. God is a big God, okay? We need to stretch ourselves a little bit. Cranberries don't actually grow underwater, which is interesting. Cranberries bounce, okay? I did kind of know that. One pomegranate can hold up to 1,000 seeds. Amen. Glory to God. That is neat. Hallelujah. That's my little fun facts about. There was a whole bunch, so I just picked out a couple of them, and let's get back on track. But let's go down to verse 9. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Glory to God. He loves us. Hallelujah. Abide in my love. This is Jesus telling us this tonight. Glory to God. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Verse 11, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. Just like we read as Pastor Ricky was reading. Here it is again. Jesus from his own mouth saying again, that your joy may be full. Can we point to ourselves and say, that my joy may be full? Hallelujah. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friend. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all things that I heard my Father, I have made known to you. Hallelujah. Three characteristics of fruit. It always bears the character of which it is a part of. The character of a tree will in determine the nature of the fruit. Glory to God. Do we have the character of God on the inside of us? Do we have the nature of God on the inside of us? Hallelujah. Speaking things into existence. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I mean, just think about all the characters of God. Amen. If we could just dwell on that a little bit. Hallelujah. The character of the tree will determine the nature of the fruit. Fruit always bears the character of which it is a part. Hallelujah. God is good. Fruit is always visible. Fruit is always visible. There's a reason why God put a red apple on a green tree and an orange on a green tree, or made the fruit stand out from the strawberry bush or whatever. If we look at anything, God made it visible. Our fruit needs to be visible. The love of God needs to be visible. We're showing it on the outside. The joy of the Lord needs to be visible. Patience needs to be visible. People should know, wow, they're a very patient person. Some things we still need to work on. I get it. Pushed it a little too far. Okay. Fruit exists for the benefit of others. It's not for us. That means it's rotting again. If it's just for us, it's going to rot. It's for the benefit of others. Fruit exists for the benefit of others. Amen. Let's go down to verse 16. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed. Can we say appointed? And appointed you that you should go and bear fruit. Hallelujah. You are appointed to bear fruit. You are appointed and anointed. Look to your neighbor and say, you are appointed and anointed to bear fruit. This needs to be happening in our life. We need to be seeing this. We need to be developing this so our fruit starts showing. Jesus appointed this. That's powerful. He said, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit. And I love this next part. And that your fruit should remain. Your fruit should remain. What does that mean? That means your fruit, the things that we have and we walk through and that we develop in our Christian walk, should have an impact. It should make an impression on somebody. It should mean something to somebody. Let's think about it naturally. When we eat a delicious piece of fruit, what are some things that we say? Like, wow, this watermelon is a really good watermelon this time. You know, you'd love it when you find that perfect watermelon, you know? Like, yes, I found a good one. Because when you don't get a good one, it's really bad. But wow, this is a really good watermelon this time. Okay? Finally, I got a good bag of oranges, you know, those kind of things. Or maybe I want to go back to that farmer's market to get some more of whatever fruit you guys like. Cookies. Pastor Ricky says cookies. That's not exactly fruit. But let's put it back into what Jesus is trying to tell us. Amen? Maybe somebody's saying, wow, I finally got to meet someone that's good at their job and actually wanted to help me. You know, they don't know that maybe you're a Christian or something because maybe you're in a work environment, but they know there's something different. Amen. It should show. Yes. The patience and the caring and the love that person had to do their job well. Amen. Those are some things that we could be showing to other people. Wow, someone that wanted to talk with me and sit down and pray with me. I mean, those little things that people just want a little bit of time. They just want you to look in their eye at the grocery store and say thank you. They just, I mean, those little things mean a lot to somebody. Hallelujah. Last week we talked about this pay it forward that we're going to be doing here at Spirit Life Church. And I am just getting more excited and more excited because this is going to go out and impact our community, hallelujah, just by you writing something on the back to somebody and say, I can tell you are working hard and I just wanted to let you know this. And then they know that you're not just a nice person. It's from the love of God because they know, oh, wow, it looks like their church is right here. There's a scripture right here. You can circle it back around to God. So you're not getting the glory, hallelujah. God's getting the glory. Amen, hallelujah. How about I want to go back to that church and get more of that Jesus? Amen. I could really feel the presence of God in that place. Amen. Amen? Those are some things that we need to be showing this fruit on our life. Are we making an impact? Is our fruit remaining? And then we need to supersize our fruit. But how do we do that? Jesus actually told us, actually all through these scriptures, Jesus told us. There was actually 10 times in the last 16 verses, Jesus used the word abiding. Abiding. What was Pastor Ricky just talking about? Meditating on the word? Abiding. The word abiding is used. Do you think there is a correlation between our fruit and having more fruit or having just enough fruit or having much fruit, if there's a correlation to abiding in Christ? Yes, there is. There's a significance or he wouldn't have used it. There's something there that we need to catch hold of. Amen? Abide. I looked up the word here. To remain stable or fixed in a state. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are stable. We are stable. We are fixed. Hallelujah. To continue in a place, to sojourn. We continue in that place. I will abide in the house of the Lord. Amen. We are stable. We are fixed in the house of the Lord. We are abiding. Amen. I also looked up some words that maybe we're more familiar with. One is to dwell. How about to hang around? Remain. To stay. to stick around, to tarry. Those are words that mean abide. But there does have to be a change from the word abide to the word abode. There is a difference when we go from just hanging around to actually, Lord, I want you in my life. I need you, Lord of my life. I need you to be in my life. I make your home in me. That is the difference, to take it from abide and put it in your heart. And the interesting thing is, Jesus wasn't talking to these disciples to get them saved. These are people that he's developed. Amen. He was telling them how to bear fruit, how to grow in their Christian walk. And it comes from abiding. Let's go back to verse 14. There's an interesting heart change that happens in verse 14 that I wanted to go over. If you are my friends, you are my friends, if you do whatever I command you. Now, that's a very strong word, the word command. It's like, well, really, would a friend command you? They would just probably ask really nicely. You know, I mean, we think of that like, wow, my goodness, command, that doesn't sound very friendly. But really, it's a heart issue. It is a heart issue. Just recently, we had gone to, where were we? Oklahoma? I forget. It was when Clinton went to go watch the dogs. But Sophia had stayed home, and we forgot to tell Clinton. But he had already forgotten for a couple days anyways. So then all of a sudden he remembers and he rushes over to the house and the dogs aren't coming out in the yard or anything. So he's like, oh my goodness, the dogs are dead. And then he called Pastor Ricky and then we figured out, oh yes, I'm so sorry. We had Sophia, she stayed home. And so she was watching after the dogs. But anyway, so for a second there, but it's, the thing was, we had asked him, he's of course a friend of ours, we had asked him, hey, can you watch the dogs? Of course, sure, no problem. You know, it's a heart thing. It's not like drudgery when a friend asks you to do something. It's a heart, you want to do something for them. Sure, not a problem, I'll be right over. You know, that's a heart thing right there. So Jesus, we can see this, you are my friends, and if you do whatever you are my friends, if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants. That's what a servant does. A servant doesn't have a choice, amen? So there's a different heart issue there. A servant is told, and no matter what, they have to do it. They're a servant, even if they do it in drudgery or whatever. But a friend, there's a heart change. And we get to do it out of enjoyment and caring and love for the other person. Hallelujah. Abiding in the Lord is about getting closer to God, the relationship, the intimacy with God. And when this was written, the word abide was also very close to that relationship, to that friendship. That's what he's calling this right here, to that friendship, to that relationship, to that intimate relationship that you have with somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. He's telling us how to bear much fruit so that our fruit remains. Glory to God. So are we bearing no fruit? I mean, really take a look at our life. Are we bearing no fruit? I mean, in situations where we do have to be patient, where we do have to be maybe put on a smile when we don't want to put on a smile, when someone's being rude. Do you have to be the nice one? Yes, we do. You have to be the nice one because you are the Christian and you are going to develop the fruit in you and show off your fruit to others. You don't know where they're coming from. You don't know what they've been through that day. We're showing the love of God to them. So are we bearing no fruit? Are we bearing some fruit? Are we bearing much fruit? If you're bearing much fruit, you're going to have a lot of people around you. You're going to have people wanting that fruit, needing that fruit. It's for other people, amen? Now, second question. Are we spending a little time abiding with Christ? Are we spending some time? Are we spending much time with the Lord? There's that direct correlation that Jesus is talking about. Abiding in Christ, amen? If you need more fruit, if you need to develop this fruit, what do? We get in the Word. We get in the Word. We need to spend time with God. We need to spend time listening to the Holy Spirit so He can show us things. Amen? I want to go back to verse 6. We skipped this one a little bit earlier. If anyone does not abide in me, now this is a little harsh also, and we're going to talk through this. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. Oh my goodness. But actually, if we think about it, it wasn't God doing that. Why do we think God is always doing this to people? Why do we think that? This is from their own doing, because the next verse, if you abide in me, my words abide in you. So did this person actually break away from the vine? Did this person actually stop abiding in the Lord? It says, if anyone does not abide in me, this person stopped abiding in the Lord. It wasn't God's doing. It wasn't Jesus's doing. It wasn't, you know, why do we always put this on God when it's our fault? It's not. Why do we think that way? We automatically think that way. And the Word is telling us right here, if anyone does not abide in me, that means you have fallen away. That means you have broken off from the vine. That means you stopped abiding in Christ. That means you stopped meditating on the Word. You stopped going to church. You stopped hanging around your Christian friends. You stopped doing those things that you knew kept you strong in the Lord. Okay? If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. Yes, because you start drying out, start drying up, and they gather them together and throw them in the fire, and they are burned. From that person's own doing, from that person's own choices. But verse 7, I really love this. If you abide in me, my words abide in you. There we go. There is that meditation again, when we need to have it in our heart. My words abide in you. You will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. Hallelujah. You will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. For my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit. Much fruit, so you will be my disciples. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Again, abiding with Him so we can bear much fruit. Hallelujah. Abiding. So hallelujah. So are we abiding with Christ? Let's think about that this next week. As we go home tonight, let's talk about it. Maybe with a friend tomorrow. Let's think about it. Let's ask the Lord a genuine question of, Lord, am I abiding in you? Am I spending enough time with you? Am I developing the fruit that I need to develop in my life? We need to ask that. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God, thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Jesus, for showing us these things so that we can spend more time with you meditating on your word, getting it in our heart, so when it's time, we can speak it out, we can do it, we can help others. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, that we receive this word tonight. We apply it to our life. That yes, we have to do it. We have to apply it to our life. We have to spend time with you, Father God. You are always there. You are calling us. You are reminding us, hey, it's time to spend time with me. Have you read my word yet? And Lord, Lord, we're getting stronger and stronger every day. We're going to be bearing much fruit. We're going to have that super-sized fruit. Glory to God. We're going to have that promised land-sized fruit in our life because, Lord, it's not about us. It's about your children that are here on earth that need to have you, that someone needs to tell them about you, Jesus. And Lord, use us. Lord, we will be ready. We will show the love of Jesus to others around us, your joy and your peace. To people that are hurting, to people that are dying without you, Father God. Lord, forgive us for not spending adequate time in your word and not spending enough time with you or abiding with you. And thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace and your forgiveness. And that we are lined back up, ready to go out of these doors into this mission field that we call Bullhead City and Laughlin and Fort Mojave and everywhere that we go, Father God. That you will get the glory and you will be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Amen, hallelujah.
Is that on?
Yeah. It's